for a long time, we've been working towards reconstruction of the Ravens Trail. And we finally secured an easement through the multi-ownership lands, which includes the Borough Mental Health Trust and Department of Transportation with the state, DOT lands, and then DNR lands.
Okay, multi-agency negotiations, sounds like.
It was a lengthy process. We started it 14 years ago, and it has finally been completed.
Okay, and what is the goal?
The goal is to eventually reconstruct the entire trail, which is 4 miles long, all the way up to the cabin. The lower part of the trail, the first mile, is going to be a wide gravel trail that'll be easily accessible for everybody to use. The first half mile is going to be accessible for wheelchair use, but of course that helps everybody. You know, people pushing buggy carts, be great for running, for hiking, dog walkers.
And that area is kind of a muskegee area, right?
It is. We're relocating the trail. The trailhead we moved from where it used to be, we're going to locate it down by the Sandy Beach Park, across the Sandy Beach Road.
So the Ravens Trail that exists now, which is, you know, the mountain trail that goes behind the airport, and a lot of people walk their dogs and they know where that is. Then there's the Sandy Beach Trail, which is a ways away. And so how does it all connect?
The plan overall is to have the first half mile of gravel trail be wheelchair accessible. It'll be 8 feet wide. The next half mile will still be that wide and be gravel, but unfortunately it has to be steeper grades. So it won't meet the laws as far as the ADA compliant standards, but it still is going to be a pretty easy trail to hike. Then we hit the bottom of the mountain slope where it just becomes too steep even for that type of construction. And then it will just be a single track hiker trail from there all the way the next 3 miles clear to the cabin.
Which would include some boards and...
Yeah, we actually got survey and design money for that last 3 miles. And this summer we're going to start that survey and design. And that'll determine exactly what type of construction it will be. Some of it will probably be rock. Some of it will probably be wood, plank.
Are we talking years before the trail, you know, might be fully complete?
In its entirety, it's very difficult to say. We have funding right now for that first half mile. We also have secured funding for the next half mile, so the first mile of the trail. The last 3 miles, we have funding for the survey and design, but none for construction. And it's anybody's guess to when we will, you know, get the funding to actually build the last 3 miles. But we're going to keep pursuing it.
Now, what about the existing trail that's there, the boards that kind of go through the muskeg, and what are those going to be removed? Or
Right. So the old trail is going to be cleaned up and removed.
All right. Well, that sounds good. So will the area around Sandy Beach, will that be accessible by people while the construction's going on, or are there areas that people should avoid at that time?
Thank you for asking that. Yeah, actually, the trail, while it's under construction, the new trail will be closed to the public. So the old trail, all the way to the cabin, still will be open, but this new piece will not be available to be walked on.
And do you have a certain time frame? Do you know when it might be open?
It should be completed. The contract for this first half mile should be completed no later than the end of June, and it may be even sooner.
All right. Well, that's pretty exciting for people who enjoy trails and hiking around.
I think the town's going to really enjoy it. I'm looking forward to them being completed.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, Angela.